It's Money Mondays. Sorry about that, Melody.
Hi.
It's Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody,
not is Get Well Wednesday, although depending on how the market treats us.
Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
So I'm interested in today's subject very much, and that is black entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I thought it was a great idea to close out Black History Month, since this is February 29th, leap year, by taking a look at what's been going on with black entrepreneurship. Because
is it up or is it down?
The numbers actually are up since the financial crisis.
Oh,
and our growth rate of black businesses and brown businesses is surpassing the national averages. A lot of it, I think, has to do with the fact that during the Great Recession, which I know it's hard to believe, it's all the way back to 2008 and 9. The time has really gotten away from us. During that period, many of us were laid off, lost our jobs. And I think in an effort to get back to work, a lot of African-American people started businesses. So I think that's why we've outpaced the national averages in terms of new business creation.
Were we able to get loans?
That's the problem. So even though we have a huge impact on the economy, the economic impact of minority-owned businesses, $400 billion of output each year, that's over $1 billion a day. We represent over 2.2 million jobs, $138 billion in salaries, almost $50 billion in tax revenue. So we are really contributing to this country. But your question is the exact right one. How are we able to grow these businesses? What is the access to capital that we have? And that's been a continued problem. 70% of African-American entrepreneurs say they're seeking to grow their business. And a lot of that growth is really dependent on being able to find capital to grow it. And access to capital has largely been driven by predominantly white private equity, angel investors, venture capitalists that have not always been as accessible to African-American businesses.
Now, you say the good news is that they've started, that there's an initiative to confront the capital problem gain.
Yeah. So this
traction.
Is something that people know. One other thing I should add about this access to capital, a lot of African-American business owners say they need more knowledge about how to even seek this money, how to even negotiate terms with those who may provide money to them. So there's a lot that needs to be done on that. And interestingly, President Obama has recognized that there are less abundant opportunities for people of color and women when it comes to being an entrepreneur. So what they've done is they brought together over 40 leading venture capital firms that manage more than $100 billion to make commitments and to pledge to try to create a more inclusive environment for minority-owned businesses.
So how you get this money?
So that is still coming together. You know, I wish I had every answer buttoned up. But what they have so far pledged is that they would put together about an $11 billion fund that would be created. It's still early days of this work, and so they haven't quite buttoned down all the ways that it's going to be, how they're going to do it. I think a lot of them will do it within their existing businesses, which takes us back to us being able to know how to get in front of these entrepreneurs. There was a big story about it yesterday on the front page of the New York Times business section about gender inequality and some of the racial inequality when it comes to trying to get access to this capital, especially as it relates to Silicon Valley. So we still have a ways to go in terms of the details, but the good news is there's some beginning, some green shoots here of an idea that will specifically be funds for minority businesses.
Let us know. Let us know.
Please.
When that comes together. Yeah. All right. All right. How's your Oprah stock doing in Weight Watchers?
I don't own any Oprah stock, but I think she's been doing great.
I saw where the stock has fallen off.
you know, I think it's the early days of that. She made a long, long, long-term investment.
Okay.
I saw her, and she's lost a lot of weight. So I think
so
that...
So the stock has dropped off, and so is her weight, but that's okay.
Because I think, one, I think she's, you know, she got into it for this to be a long-term business. She's on the board. This wasn't an overnight fix.
Okay. Well... She got me when she said, I eat bread every day. I said, well, what do you need Weight Watchers for? You can eat weight.
You've never done Weight Watchers.
I don't get it. Melody Hobson, more on minority entrepreneurship and capital on blackamericaweb.com.